Could there be a solution in the works?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The European Union has reached a deal on a financial rescue for Greece. Today's summit in Brussels involves the 27 governments that make up the European Union, and members now have a plan to prevent Greece's financial troubles from spreading to other Eurozone countries. We're going to bring in Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard, who's with us live this morning. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
What do you know about the details of this plan?
Well, not the details, just the outline. This was a plan that was hammered out before the full summit got underway and will have now to be put to the summit. It was hammered out between the Greeks, the German and French leaders, and the head of the European Central Bank. What we know is it involves loans to the Greek government guaranteed by other Eurozone members and requiring the Greek government to make a cast-iron commitment to cut its budget deficit. The Germans are stressing this is not a subsidy or a blank check. The Greeks are going to have their feet held to the fire. They're going to get extra tough supervision. And indeed, the IMF, which is used to dealing with economically wayward governments, will be offering its advice on how to get Greece through this.
And will this plan, this outline, as you mentioned, Stephen, satisfy, do you think, the markets?
Well, it's a bit too soon to say. I mean, the markets are going to be studying the detail of the plan when it emerges very carefully to see whether it's too tough on the Greeks and likely to tip them into recession and make the deficit problem worse, or whether it's too slack and likely to encourage other heavily indebted Eurozone countries to demand a rescue package too. So bottom line is, until we see how this plays out, the euro is likely to remain under some pressure.
Very good. Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard with us this morning. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Investors are withholding judgment at the moment. Stocks are mixed in Europe right now. London's FTSE is up by just under 1%, but the DAX has swung lower now, down about a fraction of a percent, just a couple of points. In Asia, stocks closed up today, Hong Kong and Korean shares by nearly 2%. Wall Street yesterday, investors gave a little back. The S&P and NASDAQ shed under 0.25%. The Dow shaved about 20 points to close at 10,038. We got word today, utility First Energy says it's buying rival power provider Allegheny Energy for about $4.7 billion. In stock. There are new concerns in a report released today that bank loans for commercial real estate are going south and will create real problems for small and mid-sized banks and for the economy. The congressional panel overseeing the Troubled Asset Relief Program says those banks face up to $300 billion in losses. That's because property values have fallen by nearly half in the past 3 years. Harvard University law professor Elizabeth Warren is chair of the congressional oversight panel, and she's with us now. Welcome, Professor.
Glad to be here.
Why are you so concerned about mid-size and smaller banks?
Well, when the large financial institutions moved heavily into credit cards and home mortgages, the part of the market that was left for community banks was really commercial real estate and small business lending. And that means now that the commercial real estate market is in real trouble, that that hits disproportionately in these smaller financial institutions.
Don't we know the health of banks, though?
Actually, no, we don't in some sense. Remember, the stress tests were performed only on the 19 largest financial institutions, and it included data only through 2010. $1.4 trillion in commercial real estate loans are going to come up for new financing 2011 to 2014. In other words, we're just on the front end of that wave of foreclosures.
But there are some businesses that are doing okay. I mean, can't the good sustain us through another bad period?
Well, there's a real problem, though. Commercial mortgages are different from residential mortgages. You make payments for somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 10 years, depending on how the loan's set up.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't cover the principal. So it's whether or not the mortgage on that property can be refinanced.
And what's the remedy here? What do you recommend?
Well, you know, there aren't any good remedies. Let's face it, when a bubble pops, somebody's going to have to bear some losses here.
Does that mean more bank bailouts?
I don't want to see any more bank bailouts, but we're really caught on this one. There are more losses coming, and they are really, really substantial. And we have an already fragile banking system. We need to start swinging into action now to deal with the problem that's headed our way.
Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren, Chair of the Congressional Oversight Panel. Professor, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
The restaurant chain Hooters, the one known for wings, is looking for a buyer. According to the New York Post, tough economic times have hit the chicken and scantily clad waitress market. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The entire casual restaurant industry is experiencing disappointing sales, down 5-10% this year. But Ron Paul, an industry analyst with Technomic, says Hooters is a little different than its strictly food-focused rivals.
We would speculate that they're much more sensitive to corporate travel, as an example, than some of the other chains. People like Fridays and Chili's and Ruby Tuesday and Applebee's and so forth.
That's because Hooters are often found near convention centers, so sales have dropped as convention business has slowed. Paul says Hooters is more of a destination restaurant, so the slump in travel and tourism has hurt too. And the chain's attempt to launch an airline, he says, didn't help the bottom line at all. Amazingly, he managed to make all of these clever points without using any inappropriate Hooters-themed puns.
I tried to make it for public radio consumption.
As did I. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Finally, speaking of chicken, to anyone who knows the whereabouts of a bronze bust of Colonel Sanders stolen from a KFC in Kentucky, come forward and eat well. The chain is offering $500 in free chicken. Says a spokesman, we think KFC's world-famous chicken is a better motivator than money. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.